Researchers drilled into the sediments at the bottom of Castor Lake near Omak, Washington. It's a telltale lake because with no river running out of it, rainfall and evaporation rule there. Study co-author Mark Abbott says wet years and dry years cause subtle changes in the water chemistry.
The limestone actually makes an archive in the sediments. It's kind of like the pages in a book, of a history book.
The chapter about the 20th century in that history book reveals abnormal conditions in the Northwest.
And that was probably one of the wettest periods in the last 6,000 years.
It was the same period when governments wrote a lot of our Western water laws, too. Now we've entered what Abbott says is a more typical drier phase. His assessment correlates with the runoff records kept by the Bonneville Power Administration. 9 of the last 10 water years have been below average.
And of course, you know, that will affect all kinds of things from hydropower to fish populations to drinking water resources.
Researchers from 6 universities collaborated on this study, just published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The National Science Foundation paid for the research. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.